is in the studio. We have with us now Andy Spence. I was just trying to place him, but he's in so many things on the island. You're just Andy's in the studio this morning. And first of all, let's say good morning. Good morning, Andy Spence.
Good morning. Just come long time no see.
Yeah, sorry. Absolutely. You're looking very well.
I'm feeling very well.
Yeah, we have great faces for radio, don't we?
Semi-retired at the moment, which is definitely helping life.
Hello.
Hey. And we've just been joined by. Let me turn on your mic. Yeah, pull that down and yep.
Cool.
And so you are?
I'm Manuel Lumsden, playing as Chief Weasel in The Wind of the West.
Chief Weasel, one of my favourite characters. Okay, let's go back and tell the audience what this is about. We've got two cast members from The Wind in the Willows in the studio with me now, and they've very generously given up some time to come up from Artworks Theatre, where there's a massive rehearsal day today, because, Andy, you open on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Wind in the Willows, of course, a play derived by the incredible Alan Bennett from the incredible children's book, and I hesitate saying that because
it's one of those children's books with an adult edge.
It's an absolutely pan-generational treasure.
Yeah, it was written as a lesson.
Just come a bit closer.
It was written as a lesson for his son.
A lesson in getting back on track.
Yeah, getting back on track.
Yeah. So it is a wonderful play by Alan Bennett around English countryside characters, animal characters, as we all know. Ratty, Mole, Toad, the Weasels, and Badger, which Andy Spence, I've been trying to work out for a couple of days what Andy might be playing, but he's just told me.
Yes, I'm playing Badger.
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 So what's Badger's role in the whole thing?
Badger holds those three together and keeps them organised and makes sure that things are going in the right way.
And gives them a clip over the ear when they get
silly. Well, he certainly gives Toad a few clips over the ear.
Yeah.
And he definitely puts Ratty in his place. He's enamoured with Mole, and poor old Ratty gets pushed to the side as a sort of an ex-friend or an irritating friend.
I'll never forget those scenes early in the book when Ratty and Mole meet. And there's that development of that friendship. Yeah. And there's a sort of slight edge in it that you know, they aren't the same sort of person, but they learn how to love each other.
Yeah.
And it's about friendship, isn't it? That's a significant theme.
I mean, the way that they're so loyal to Toad, who's such a disreputable...
Let's face it, he's a bit of a knob.
He's a rat bag. He's a rat bag knob, yeah, absolutely.
Not to be trusted.
Yeah. Just come a bit closer to the mic. Yep, that's perfect. Not to be trusted, exactly. No. What about you? What's it like playing a weasel?
Well, it's pretty fun because I get to actually orchestrate most of the weasels and stoats and ferrets that are in the play. So I'm kind of like the main head boss out of all of them. They're all kind of like my henchmen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so having that role as a villain and being able to, like, you know, be so extra and crazy with, like, my expressions and what I do is really fun. I've never got to have this chance before us as a villain, so it's been
so for readers, for listeners who aren't quite sure of the plot, and I imagine there's maybe one of those out there, because we all sort of know the book, don't we?
Yeah.
But at the end, the weasels have taken over Toad Hall.
Yes.
And Badger leads the eviction of the evils.
Absolutely. Badger comes in with his one stick and does
that's right, yeah, that's,
whacks them around the head.
Whacks them around the head, yeah. Now, we've seen a few Facebook pictures over the last week or so of the set developing, and it just looks amazing. Tell us about the set.
Oh, well.
Who's designed it? Who's building it? Who designed it?
There's an architect fellow designed it. I don't know who it is. Yep. Do you know his name?
I don't know his name. I do know that Peter did help quite a bit in developing it. But.
And Alexander hasn't left the theatre for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's sort of grown roots. It's looking great.
No, he's onto it. He really knows what he's doing.
The set looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. And
it's a big project.
And the costumes, how are they coming on?
They're coming on.
Yep.
I have yet to see everybody dressed in them. So
I can't wait to see the white stripe down the back of your head, Andy Spence.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to have two big black stripes at the front too.
Yeah.
Maya's been designing the makeup and getting it sort of suitably animal.
This is Andy's wife, Maya Spence. Maya,
designing the weasel's makeup and Toad's makeup.
Yeah.
And Toad's fantastic glasses.
Yeah.
Of course, Toad has the most outrageous, elaborate costumes, so he's got lots of scene changes.
Mm.
Good old Bruce.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah.
Yep. So tell us, who's playing Ratty?
David Quaid.
That's right. And who's playing Mole?
Sam.
Oh, yeah, Sam Downs. Sam Downs is playing Mole.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sort of a follow-on from him playing the turtle.
Yeah, right.
In Petty Crime.
I don't know if you remember.
He was a bit typecast with that one because he did such a beautiful job of it. So he was obvious choice for Mole.
Yeah.
And when I heard me doing The Window of the Willows, I said to Linda, oh, it's got to be Bruce for Toad.
Yeah.
Got to be Bruce for Toad.
True.
And for some reason, I said,
so this is Bruce Davis Goff?
Bruce Davis Goff.
Bruce Davis Goff playing Toad. How ideal. How ideal.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk about something a little bit. I mean, it's a gorgeous story. The characters are wonderful. The action is fantastic. The dialogue is superb. But there's something serious underlying The Wind in the Willows, isn't there? There's a sort of an unpacking of the British class system.
Yes.
So we have the sort of, I don't want to say Prince Andrew, but you know what I mean. Upper class, toffee, knobby.
Well, I can think of a prime minister that's suitably
perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. Much more appropriate, actually. Yes.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
This isn't Jacinda Ardern he's talking about.
No, it's the UK
Boris.
Boris the Knob Johnson.
Yeah, so Boris the Knob Johnson, he is quite like Toad, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Completely and utterly irresponsible.
Irresponsible and entirely out of touch with real people.
Yep, yep.
Ratty is that.
Lies an incorrigible liar and storyteller and bullshits his way through everything.
Just like Boris Johnson.
Just like Boris Johnson. Absolutely.
So, and I guess that's why I mean there is a serious level to this.
I'm sure story. That came from why he wrote the book in the first place. I won't go into that, but there was a serious. He wanted to get a serious message across to his son, you know, and this was his way of doing it through this wonderful story.
Yeah.
So it's got all sorts of depth to it.
Yeah. So his son was basically a Toad-like character.
Yeah,
he was pointing out a bit of errors.
His parents couldn't control him, so this was a story of what happens to you if you don't control yourself.
And
finally, you become a nice person. People love you even better, you know, if you behave yourself.
Yeah,
no, it's much nicer.
That's a line.
Nobody told me that I'd be even more popular if I.
Yeah. So, Badger is that intellectual, upper-class character in his velvet smoking jacket and Ratty.
Slightly worn out.
Slightly worn out.
Beautiful worn-out clothes.
And cynical, slightly cynical. Or not cynical, sorry, but
he's very kindly, Badger.
He's very kindly.
Very kindly, but he's
But
gruff.
He has a paternalistic thing going
on. No nonsense. He would never go near a public house. I mean, honestly.
He's a bit of a loner.
He's a loner.
He is, doesn't he? Because he lives under the tree and it's very hard to find his house and he doesn't want people to find him. So he's a recluse. Yeah. Then there's Ratty, who's the honest working class, chin up kind of Brit, and then there's Mole, who's sort of confused on his journey of discovery,
but also very curious.
Curious.
He kind of represents sort of the younger audience.
Yeah,
where he's going on this journey and this mission.
Yeah,
meeting all these new and interesting characters. Like meeting with Ratty and Badger, where he looks up to these people as adults because he's almost like a child with his curiosity that he has.
He is, isn't he? And when he comes out into the sun, I'm thinking of the book, I'm not sure if this is actually in the play, but he comes out into the sun at the very beginning of the book and blinks because he's not used to the light. And it's that moment of discovery that there's a whole amazing world out there. And if he goes beyond the field, anything beyond the hedge at the edge of the field, anything might happen.
Yeah.
He's into it.
Yeah, for sure, and especially when he in the book where he finds the lake or where the river where Ratty is on, and he's like, oh, what is this, a boat? And he's so curious, he wants to know these things.
That's right.
He's so excited by everything, and
you're reminding me of it all now. This is very very exciting.
No, it's real fun, and it's been a lot.
Yeah, you're doing a great job as Chief Weasel. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so happy to play that, and same with you. I feel like your Badger is pretty impeccable.
Okay, now it's gone into self-congratulations.
Yeah, of course. Well, you have to do this.
I mean, constant patting on the back.
Keep the spirit of the cast up, absolutely. But, it opens on Thursday.
Opens on Thursday.
And it runs till?
It's got 10 performances. So we do Thursday, Friday, but no Saturday the first week. Yeah. That's the 30th. No show on that day.
Well, I think Tanya Bett stole Saturday.
So Thursday, Friday. Yeah, she did. Yeah. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And then the next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the final week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Right.
So 10 shows altogether.
10 shows altogether.
So get in quick because, you know.
It will sell out.
I mean, you know what people are like in Waiheke. They go, oh, is it? Have I missed it? Yes.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit guilty,
you know,
of that.
Get off
myself.
Your chuff and get some tickets. Yeah. You know, they're available online from the Waiheke Theatre Company website. And if you join the theatre, you get discounts and all sorts of things. So.
Yeah. Our amazing Artworks Theatre.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, all the best. Break a leg, as they say. And thank you very much for all the voluntary time you put into entertaining us, both of you and all the rest of the cast. Yeah. And
it's much more fun if it's voluntary.
We haven't mentioned the directors. That would be completely bad form.
Cindy Peterkin
and Alexander Campbell are directing this.
They are. So that's jointly directing
it. So that's like the Green Party approach, is it? Co-leaders.
Co-leaders, absolutely. You've got to have the female and the male. I mean, Cindy's right out there with full-on energy and, you know, gets very excited. And Alexander is quite the opposite. He's very downplayed and easygoing and calm.
Real laid-back and mellow.
Very laid-back and mellow. So
but still
quite
does a lot of work, though.
Yeah, quite a little and large. You know.
What's going on down at Artworks today? What are you
going
back to?
We're doing a complete run through today, and it's going to take all day.
Yeah, I better let you go then.